Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Totally would if you've seen her. Oh, I gotta tell you about that conversation later. I had to cut some of my guild members from WoW. Oh, no, no. Oh, and she's putting it live on the air at that. So, yeah, y'all better watch out. I know it's serious, but she talks about it on air. So, you know.
Hang with me in my MMO.
I had to do this. That's
so
today was
many places we can go.
Good Monday. Hello, Monday. I'm a little slow. This is Lunch with Ginger and Corey. Hi, I'm Corey.
And I am Ginger.
And of course, it's Monday. All sorts of things are going wrong.
Monday.
And it's too early to be breaking in the margaritas, but I'm telling you, people. Yeah, we may have to break them out. So those of you who are trying to go to our site, because I know some of you like to read the news, we are aware of the problem and has nothing to do with us. Our host is having some issues. Apparently, nothing we can do about it. You'll have to listen to our lovely voices tell you whatever news we can in a short span of time.
You know, Blog Talk loves us and doesn't, like, kick us around today.
No, warble us. Hey, your server's not working. We won't work either.
That would be just about right, too.
Yes. Well, we got tons of news. I'm trying to figure out where to start. I did manage to... Something managed to squeeze through the servers to me this morning. I should probably turn that off, because I was about to start going, you know, rapping along with him.
Okay. That would be hilarious.
Gamer ADP.
You know you could do it.
I could, but that's just gamer ADP right there. That's what that is. let's get us self started. Oh, quick announcement before we get ourselves started. Thank you guys so much last week for all of your love for the 5 days of Magicka. And tomorrow we have another contest. And we're going to make it real easy for you. All you got to do is enter to win. We don't know how to enter just yet, but we had decided we were giving you something good to do for Valentine's Day. Oh, my God. St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. Yay!
So tomorrow you will enter whatever way we decide. It might be Twitter. It might be on our site if it's up. If it's up and ready to go. You will win, or you can win, a nice little pack. So this pack will be a Magicka key, and also a key to Fallen Earth, and a key for a pink rocket launcher of Fallen Earth.
Ooh, oh, and those rocket launchers are so pretty. Sorry, people. Oh, so pretty.
That's called gaming overload right there. So make sure you keep an eye out on the site today if it ever comes back up.
If it comes back up, hopefully.
We love our dream host, but wow, they're having some major... This is the first time ever I've seen them have this serious of an issue. We've been with them for 5 years. Yeah, dream host.
Well, I guess you can't kick them too bad, you know, if that's the first time in 5 years. But
no.
Still grumble about it.
I'm a little grumbly, but they usually take very good care of us. So I won't grumble too much, or because y'all know. Anyway. What you got?
I'm going to start off with my stupid person alert for Monday. All right. I'm pulling this up from GamePolitics.com. There is, all right. Tokyo gubernatorial candidate, I'm going to kill the name, and I apologize, sort of. He's an idiot, so I don't really apologize. Shigefumi Matsuwasa? Matsuwasa?
Close.
Says that if he is elected, he will ban violent video games because they create murderers.
Yeah.
They refer to him by name again here. I'm just going to go with the idiot. Banned a handful of games he found objectionable as the governor of Kanagawa. But as the governor of Tokyo, he would get serious about banning violent games. He sees violent games as a leading cause of youth violence. Yes, because, you know, after, you know, tsunami and an earthquake, 8.9 magnitude earthquake, and all that horrible stuff that's going on over there, this is what he should really be worrying about right now, right? Video games.
Mm-hmm.
Violent video games.
Video games caused the earthquake and tsunami, in case you didn't know.
No. That would be the sheer weight of idiocy that surrounds this man.
I cannot believe in this day and age people are still thinking some of the, you know, the citizens of the world, period, are stupid enough to be focused on video games when there's something like a tsunami going on. This is not 1945. We know what's going on in the world.
You got nuclear reactors going critical over there, and you're worried about video games.
Yes, because video games cause them to go nuclear. You didn't know?
No, no, that's what causes me to go nuclear.
Wow, amazing. Well, my next story, one near and dear to my heart, Secure ROM. You guys have heard me bitch about Secure ROM before. EA and their Secure ROM, why? Well, EA issued a statement to Blues News. Notice they didn't come over here, probably because our site's down. But anyway, they issued a statement to Blues News in the form of an official comment on their a story that they that was up on Blues News' site to address the story that surfaced way back on Friday, stating that the DRM scheme SecureROM had found its way to Dragon Age 2. Despite claims to the contrary, EA's reps issued a statement denying that Dragon Age 2 uses SecureROM and that something Sony uses may be the reason for the confusion. Part of the statement, let me read you part of the statement, says Dragon Age 2 does not use SecureROM DRM. Any statements made to the contrary are false. The confusion stems from the use of release control, which is also made by Sony. Release control was employed to protect the game against usage prior to its release date. These are two different technologies with different purposes. Release control is in no way affects the user's rights to access after launch, and is executable automatically deletes itself once the release control process is finished. And, of course, they have more about that on their personal website. And you can find that link up on GamePolitics.com. And there also they have an original report that they put up. There's also a story at Ars Technica, which quotes advocacy group called Reclaim Your Game. I am hoping they don't have Secure ROM. That is a horrible, horrible thing. If you're not familiar with Secure ROM, this first made news with The Sims. Probably Sims 3, the first, I want to say the very first part in this new Sims 3 franchise. You had to have the game let me get it straight. It was something to do with it was trying to keep people from pirating the game. So you couldn't play it if you didn't have the disc in, or it was some kind of screw up. I can't remember exactly what happened, and I think I was a victim of it too. Especially if you downloaded the game, if you weren't connected to the internet, you couldn't play. You know, you guys get your digital download. You're like me. You know, I don't want to leave the house, or you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You decide, I think I want to get the new expansion pack, and you get it, and you can play if your internet was interrupted. Whereas, you know, if you had a disc, maybe you could still play, possibly. So all that interesting stuff going on. Anyway, hopefully they don't have it on Dragon Age 2. I know some of you are all about some cutting, so try not to cut. They say it's not there. It's Sony's fault, blah, blah, blah. We'll see.
We will have to see. That does sound annoying. I would have to cut somebody over that.
Mm-hmm.
Do not give me a game and then do not let me play it. That no.
Yes, because I'm not connected to the internet in some kind of way.
All right. So we were talking last week about the ban on the PlayStation 3 over in Europe. Looks like that's actually been lifted on Thursday. I didn't hear about this Friday. Maybe I did. I slept since then, had a couple of margaritas. I could have forgotten. Anyways, on Thursday, a Dutch court lifted an import ban on Sony PlayStation 3s into the European Union. The ban was imposed last month after LG accused Sony of patent infringement. The Hague Court decision releases around 300,000 the Hague Court decision releases around 300,000 consoles that were blocked over the 10-day injunction, according to reports. The preliminary injunction against PlayStation 3 shipments was dismissed, as Sony spokesman told the Wall Street Journal. We expect shipment to the Netherlands to resume without any further issues. The injunction was imposed in late February after LG claimed Sony infringed LG patents in its PlayStation and Bravia televisions. Of course, you know, Sony is also suing LG for some of the same stuff. They're going back and forth, yada, 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 smacking each other's hands and acting like little kids, for the most part. So, it is, you know they are. They're just like sitting there just doing a little slap fighting.
Yes, It's Monday.
It's Monday, and I'm going to lose my voice, and I apologize. I'm going to try not to, though.
That's from all that Second Life partying. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, Bethesda. Hello? Jen?
Oh, I'm still here. I muted myself so I could talk.
I normally don't hear you mute yourself, but I heard. I was like, oh, my God. What happened to Bethesda?
I didn't hang up. I'm here.
Well, see what you did. Now my voice is trying to go away. Well, those of you who were fans of Prey will be happy to know that Bethesda has announced officially the release of Prey 2. Bethesda Softworks, a ZeniMax Media Company, today announced that Prey 2, the sequel to the popular 2006 game, is scheduled for release in 2012, if we survive the apocalypse, will be available for Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3. Further details on the game will be revealed in the May issue of the official Xbox magazine and the PlayStation, the official magazine, as well as magazines throughout Europe. Prey 2 is currently being developed by Human Head Studios, and they're the studios that created Prey, the original award-winning game.
Human Head.
Thank you.
New white meat.
Oh, God. Bad denture.
Sorry, my bad.
Prey 2 is being built on the cutting-edge ID Tech engine from ID Software. Chris Reinhardt, who is the project lead, is saying, since we're thrilled to be working with Bethesda on Prey 2, since Prey 2 will provide gamers the opportunity to explore a new facet of the Prey universe, one that offers fast-paced action in an open alien world. Since we're very excited to show gamers the title we've been working on and hope they will be excited by the title as we are. They do have a Facebook page. They're saying go drop on by to keep up with what's going on with Prey 2. So it's, of course, Facebook.com/Prey 2. I didn't play the first one. I did want to, but, you know, there's only so many hours in a day, people. I don't sleep, but, you know, I do have other stuff.
He never sleeps. Oh, I never played that game either. I'm a slacker.
Can't play everything.
So games, so little time.
Amen.
Oh. So little money. If you'll send me your games free, I'll play them.
Oh, boy.
I will get time.
She will make time if it's free.
Exactly. Of course. All right. So I've been kind of on a spin today. I'm going to go with some good news this time.
Yay,
good news. Yay. BAFTA-nominated computer game developed by students as part of the Dare to Be Digital competition at the University of Abertay-Dundee is now available as a free download from Apple's App Store.
Yay!
Sculpty, which was developed for Apple's iPad last summer by 5 Abertay students, is the first Dare game to be available worldwide on the Apple App Store. The game is also the first iPad title to ever get a PEGI rating, the official age rating system for all games released in Europe.
That's amazing.
Scary,
too.
As one of the 3 winning games from Dare to Be Digital 2010, Sculpty is nominated for the BAFTA Ones to Watch Award, which will be announced at a glittering ceremony in London on Wednesday, the 16th of March, hosted by comedian Dara O'Brien. I'm hoping I'm saying that right. That's a weird spelling. The ceremony will be shown live on the BAFTA website. Oh, these people and their names. I'm so sorry. Y'all are from over the pond, and y'all got some weird stuff going on. Drohan Mukherjee, Team Tickle leader and Abertay University graduate, says, Sculpty is something really close to my heart, and seeing our game available worldwide on the Apple App Store is so very special. Dare to Be Digital is the biggest platform for budding game developers to show their talent. Dare allows you to talk to developers from around the globe, and by the end of the competition, no matter what the outcome is, you become a better developer. So that is awesome. And applications for to Dare to Be Digital 2011 are open until April 3rd. So if you're interested in that, head over there and check that out. They've got full details at daretobedigital.com.
I'm going over there right now.
I can totally see you doing that too.
Let's see if I don't have enough to do. Okay.
That's a true story. Y'all have no idea. This woman, oh my God, she just makes me tired just hearing about this.
And I don't think I'm doing enough. Well, here's a news flash for some of you out there. Zeniga is saying yeah, newsflash. Zyniga is saying the new hardcore gamer is 40, and she's a girl.
Hell yeah. All right, I'm not on the 40 part yet. I got a little ways, but I'm working on it.
Hey, 40's awesome. I haven't gotten there yet either, but hey, I'm watching the 40-year-olds. Let me just point out some 40-year-olds to you. Halle Berry, yeah.
Oh, she's hot.
She's over 40. Uma Thurman, but yeah, anyway. So, apparently, the Facebook game maker Zyniga says the new hardcore gamer is not the teenager playing Halo or Gears of War, but the 40-year-old woman playing games such as Farmville and Cityville. Zyniga brand advertising head Manny Anagal says that the company's explosive growth would not have been possible if not for that particular segment of the market. He says more women are playing Farmville than watching soap operas. Mm-hmm. He added that 40-year-old women spent more time playing Zyniga games than any other demographic and are the same segment that spends money on virtual purchases. I tried to warn you guys, didn't I?
I'm torn here. You know, good on us for getting more girls into gaming, but can we get away from the, you know, Facebook farming?
Well,
headshot some people, drag some people, something.
See, now we have to teach Ginger about our other philosophy here. It's not what you play. It's your love for it. And the love comes from the money you spend, because some of you would be like, hey, way in hell I would be buying some virtual corn, but somebody's buying it. Mm.
That is true. That is so true. Hi, Mom.
I would not spend money for virtual corn, let me just tell you. I'm hardcore about my other games, but I know some people, oh, God, some of the people you guys see on our Facebook page, yeah. It's all about
totally
the
addicted.
Yes, horseshoes. I got to have horseshoes for my Frontiersville. I got to, yeah, whatever. But
I need nails. I need planks. I need...
Whatever it is, they're buying it. They're buying it. So figures from Anacall suggest that 55% of all social gamers in the U.S. are female, while 53% of Zyniga players are females between the ages of 25 and 44. Of course, Zyniga does not compete in other spaces such as Xbox Live or the PlayStation Network or Steam, so we can't really make a good comparison to the traditional hardcore 14 to 34-year-old males. But I'm pretty much guessing if this keeps up, we're going to start seeing some Farmville on, you know, Xbox and PlayStation. I'm telling you, probably in the next 6 months.
It's going to be an invasion. No, no, no.
Yeah, and it's going to be easy for them to do because the games are not large. Some people will buy them because it fits on your Xbox. It'll be like download like that, and there you are. Now you're playing in the living room on the couch instead of your computer on a big high-def TV. Can you imagine Frontiersville in HD?
I've never played.
You didn't play. Yeah, we'll talk about that after the show.
No. You already got me in the second life. I'm not doing Frontiersville, no.
No, Frontiersville, you know, I tell you what, what did I find last night that's really interesting? There's a Spartacus, those of you who watch Spartacus Blood and Sand, there's a new Spartacus game on Facebook, and it's actually pretty decent. Again, RPG kind of game.
I did see that. I was very tempted to go check it out.
I was playing last night, kicking butt and taking names. And I liked it. And it pairs you up with people that aren't on your friends list, which is awesome. So I kicked some guys' butt. Bring it. Boy, I don't know who you were, but you went.
I like that.
Your gladiator was down.
He went down.
He went down. That was some shitter bed.
No idea what you're talking about.
Morning news. Did you morning news?
I didn't say anything.
Implied. Like I had to go to my accent. You implied things.
Innuendo. All right. So.
All right.
My turn.
Yes.
Yes. It looks like sassy BioWare users are getting a little bit spanked at the moment. One BioWare fan who might have said the wrong thing on an official forum found himself in an awkward situation. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Looks like they grabbed it from Kotaku. After saying what might deem a derogatory statement in an official BioWare forum, user VWare found that he couldn't play Dragon Age 2. You know, most people are like, all right, so what's the big deal? But Dragon Age 2 is not a multiplayer game. One-person game. Yeah.
Dude, you're on that dragon dust or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. One of the reasons this may have happened is because forum accounts are connected to game registrations, and VWare tried to register the game after he got suspended, which is still kind of shoddy because, I mean, it's not a multiplayer game. He bought the game. He's got the key. Let the poor guy play it. So exactly what did he say that got them so up in arms to give him a 72-hour ban so he can play his games? Have you sold your souls to the EA devil? That's all he said. That's what he said that got him banned for 72 hours.
Oh.
That is nuts.
Well, you know, we say EA's a devil here all the time. I tell them, I say Microsoft's a devil. I know people that work there, and I still call them the devil. However, you're not us.
You can't be saying that stuff. They will ban you. But seriously, that is nothing. Oh,
it really is nothing. But, you know, they have to protect their, you know, or they do what they do. I don't know. I'm not agreeing with them. I'm just saying
ban happy.
Yeah, you realize that you're dealing with the devil. You don't call the devil out unless you're badass enough to take him on, a.k.a. George Hotz. You don't do that. You don't take on the devil unless you're able to take on the devil. So that'll teach you to be quiet next time, or make your own site where you're free to speak, where they can't get you.
Something. This is just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, and I wish I could say I was surprised. I've seen it happen before.
They're a one-player game, not even online, and they are blocking it.
Yeah. See, now you realize how powerful they are. You always think you bought the game and you're safe, but...
That is too powerful.
Yes.
I'm giving them the look. That's bad. That's bad.
No one companies that have all that power.
Good story. No, I bought your game. I spent my money. Let me play it. Especially because me playing it, I'm not going to be contacting anybody else with it to tell them, you know, oh, hey, these guys are evil. Which, that is. That's totally evil.
It is evil. So if I were him, you got two options. You take your game back.
I totally would. I'd be like, sorry, I want a refund.
Yeah, that would be the only thing that you can do. Say, I'm not dealing with this company more. You can protest.
Don't give them your money. They're bad. If you don't like them, don't give them your money.
Well, a lot of people don't have that kind of chutzpah. They don't have. I talk bad about them, but I own stock in EA, and I still buy The Sims, so I can say all I want.
But, you know, only the girls play The Sims. Plus 15 to cooking. I'm going to get cut. Y'all are never going to hear from me again.
I'm not going to do the cutting. Got nothing to do with me. They're already tired of our mouths over there. So, Well, it seems, well, you know what? We already said that. Anyway, next.
Next.
Well, we keep trying to warn you guys about this iPad Apple thing, but you guys just don't believe us. I had an argument this weekend.
Over the world.
Yes, I have had arguments all over the week through the weekend about how great Apple is. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just letting you know that there are people that will be hacking it, and they have. iPad 2 was jailbroken after 3 days. A hacker claims to have jailbroken the iPad 2 just 3 days after its U.S. release, allowing users to run unauthorized software and programs other than those provided by the App Store. The hacker is calling himself Comics. I'm going to need you to get a new name. Comics. Comex. He began boasting of his feat on Twitter before posting video evidence of his achievement, which we would love to share with you, but as you see, our site is still down. The video shows a white iPad 2 running Cydia, an application used to find and download other apps for iOS devices. If the iPad 2 has been jailbroken, it should theoretically be able to run any compatible software. He said he would have had it the day before if he didn't have to spend 1.5 days looking for a replacement exploit, which came from the most unexpected place, and he didn't elaborate further. He said this on Twitter. The video. I'm sorry. 3 days is actually one of the longest waiting periods for an iOS device to be hacked, with Apple having removed some of the more obvious vulnerabilities with the release of the new iOS 4.3. The iPad 2 is not released in Europe until March the 25th, the same day as the 3DS. Nintendo's device also has reportedly fallen prey to hackers, with a variant of the R4 cartridge apparently already in use. The company has warned that it will release firmware updates to immobilize or brick any console found to be using pirated software, just so y'all know. And yes, they can. See, people didn't believe me. That's in print. You can go check that out on gameindustry.biz. I keep telling you people, they have the ability to brick your console from afar, and this here will be Wi-Fi. You won't even see it coming. You'll be walking down the street with your little pirated 3DS, and it'll connect Wi-Fi, red light of death. Bam, red light of death. I tried to tell you people. People kept saying it's not possible. I'm telling you.
No, it's possible, people. Y'all have no idea. These guys, way too much power.
They're not playing around with their console. So, if you don't get your console, just, you know, just be nice. You can't even hack. Yeah, you can't even hack your cell phone. It is your phone. You can't even give that back. You can't give it to anybody. You can't sell your phone to anybody.
Yeah, we kind of found that out with the iPhone.
Mine is only a semi-smartphone, and I can't give this to anybody.
No.
Gone are the days, in the early days, you know, when they had the SIM card. They'd be like, you can sell your phone. You just take your little card out. This don't have no SIM card in it.
An iPhone has a SIM card. You just have to know how to get to it.
So AT&T, the only good thing they ever did was it having a SIM card where I could pull it out whenever I switch phones. And I put it in my new phone and all my stuff was there. And, you know, we kept it moving. And I could sell my phone. But this one, only thing I don't like about Virgin Mobile is there's no SIM card. They do have a service where you can back up your information to them. But I don't have my data as in it belongs to me. I can, you know, take.
And who was that? Some phone service was doing that a while back. And they had a big issue where everybody lost all their contacts. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who that was, though.
Might have been Verizon or somebody.
Maybe. I can't remember.
But it's not safe. I don't particularly like that.
Mm-mm. All right.
Moving along.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how to roll under this one, but all right, I'm just going to go with it. GamePolitics.com. I'm pulling a crap load of stories from there this morning. According to NPD Group, retail sales data for February, the industry grew by 3% in overall sales, which that's awesome because that means more jobs for people.
Yay,
we like some jobs. But the big story coming out of last month's numbers is that Call of Duty Black Ops is the best-selling game in U.S. history.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and I've heard people raving about the game, so... I know I need to get around getting it and playing.
Oh, they're good. They're too good. I haven't played one since the one from World War II. It was the first game to get me to near tears. It's like, I can't play this.
Yeah. This is great news for Treyarch, who for many years has stood in the long shadow of Infinity Ward. I love how they worded that. That's cool. So this proves that the company can create a Call of Duty game that is on the same level of quality as anything as its sister studio can produce. Looks like overall consumers spent around $1.36 billion on games and consoles during the month, up from $1.33 billion in the same period last year. Console sales were up 10% during the month, even though spending on games was down 5% compared to last year. Console accessories were up 22% over the same period a year ago, mostly due to Kinect, they're saying. But the big story, of course, was Black Ops, which has sold 13.7 million copies in the U.S. to date.
Wow.
It became the top-selling video game in U.S. history. Microsoft also announced that it has sold 10 million Kinect controllers. That is crazy. Crazy. So they're saying overall the Xbox 360 was the top-selling console of the month. The Wii came in second, followed by the PlayStation 3. No, that doesn't really surprise me. NPD no longer releases specific sell numbers for hardware or software. Microsoft said that it sold 535,000 Xbox 360 consoles last month. That is crazy. Nintendo reported selling 454,000 Wii units. Wow. And Sony trailed behind with 400,000 units.
Come on, Sony, pick up.
Come on, Sony, you can do it. But no, that's awesome. So way to go, everybody. I think that is great. I love to hear that we're growing. That gives me more to talk about. Because you know I need more to talk about.
Well, as you see, it's time for us to take a quick break. Those of you who are listening live, you're not going to hear my next piece of news, Transformers, MMOs in disguise. Coming to a PC near you, we'll be talking about that more on the streaming version.
Ooh, I like it. And I've got random news, so
I'm so crazy today. It will be delicious. That's just what I'm saying.
Oh, no, you didn't. There's no second
chances, you will do the dance. The love I give my co-host, the love.
I do love my story.
By the way, anybody out there got a kitten they want to give away? I'm looking for a new pet to torture. I mean, love. God. Break over.
Lunch time's over, people. Speaking of, where is my pizza? I've been asking for weeks. No pizza. Come on.
Oh, they don't love us that way.
I know some of you stalkers know where I'm at.
Oh, please don't challenge them, please. Well, apparently.
Well, apparently.
Hang on, I got a Twitter.
All right. Well, while you're Twittering, can I go?
No.
Oh. Goodness.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Farts vs. Zombies Lite is available in the App Store. Oh yes.
You were holding that in. Barely getting out.
I was holding that in. May have the maturity of a 14-year-old. Yes, yes.
Bad ginger.
Yeah. Now you can try Farts vs. Zombies by Mutant Games for free, downloading the Lite version on your iPhone and iPod Touch. Farts vs. Zombies is a simple and addictive game where you defend Japanese schoolgirls from zombies, guiding fart clouds by dragging them. Get ready for some crazy moments. Challenging hordes of zombies, fart combos, hard demolition, and funny special attacks. Oh my god.
Yeah,
we're not even, oh my god, and I'm not even done yet.
Oh, go ahead.
A serious evil unicorn seems to be the cause of the zombie virus. Meet up with your old friend Banana Max, and together you will crush the zombies to free the town from the evil unicorn. Farts vs. Zombies has both a survival mode and a story mode, and it features Open Faint and Game Center. Beat challenges, win achievements, and track your score on the global online leaderboards. You can even challenge your friends and submit your scores to Facebook and Twitter. You can get the Lite version of the surprisingly addictive game now on the App Store for free. Do you feel bloated? Play Farts vs. Zombies for good digestion.
No.
Oh my god, that is... I love it. I love it. I love this crazy stuff. I think this is... Oh, this is beautiful. Thank you. Thank
Peace.
You.
Wow. Moving along.
Okay, I'm done.
I had to mute myself to cough. Oh, Jesus. Well, as you heard before the break, Transformers, MMOs in disguise. I had to reach back and grab the cartoon version. The iconic Autobots and Decepticons are set to battle on your PC. In 2012, again, if we survive the apocalypse, Hasbro Inc. announced that it signed a strategic development agreement with Jagex Limited to jointly create a new online game based on the globally iconic Transformers brand. Took them long enough. Under the agreement, the two companies are slated to launch the Transformers Online in 2012 in North America, Latin America, Europe, New Zealand, and Australia. Jagex is based in the UK and is one of the largest independent game developers and publishers in the world, with a dedicated global user base of millions playing its more than 40 online games. The company's flagship game, RuneScape, wait, pause for Ginger. It's the world's most popular free-to-play MMOG.
Why? I played it very shortly. I logged in. I looked around. And I was like, what in the world? No.
Well, I don't think I've played it. Or if I did, I don't remember. So many games, so little time. Hasbro's decision to align with Jagex speaks to the quality of their award-winning development and publishing team that boasts an outstanding track record of delivering innovative and fun online games capable of reaching millions of gamers across the globe. That comes from Mark Bleeker, who's a senior vice president and general manager of digital gaming and media at Hasbro. He says, "We are extremely excited to create a dream team that combines Transformers brand stewards with Jagex development and delivers..." Development experts to deliver an epic Transformers gaming experience to fans in 2012. I do believe this aspirin is getting to me. Okay, so Transformers is one of the most iconic brands in the world. He says, "We're delighted to team up with Hasbro in order to bring our shared vision to reality." They always say something like they're delighted when they give us these. Have you ever heard a man say, "I'm delighted"? I think, yeah, anyway, you can learn more about the Transformers game or keep apprised of updates, I'm sure, at Hasbro.com. they, of course, are listing some of their non-gaming brands, Transformers, Littlest Pet Shop, gosh, Nerf Play School, My Little Pony, G.I. Joe, Magic the Gathering, and Monopoly. That's some pretty big brands. Again, these will be launched. They also have a joint venture with Discovery Communications that launched back in October on 2010. You can also find them on Hub World. They're saying hubworld.com. Yay?
Yay!
I don't know. I don't know how this MMO is gonna do. Yeah, we'll see.
We will see. I don't know. I usually like some MMOs, but you know there are some out there that I've downloaded, got into playing, and I was like, what were these people thinking?
Well, it becomes a, what are you going to do? Do you get to be one of the Transformers? Do you get to be human? Is it, yeah. So I guess we just have to wait and see. I don't know what they're doing. They're not telling us anything.
Do with it. I mean, are they going to stay true to it, or are they just going to ruin it?
I'm going to refrain from commenting. Anyway, then what you got?
I've got the most, what I would have thought was the most unneeded accessory for your computer ever, but apparently it was needed because somebody made it. Blink now. Prevent headache, dry eye, migraine, and eye strain just by blinking. The only device for preventing headaches, dry eyes, tired eyes, and migraines caused by computer vision syndrome, CVS. Blink now was specially developed by optometrists and computer technicians and is the only solution available to prevent and not remedy these very common problems. Yeah, this is coming from the UK because you guys are weird. Blink Now is the only device which works to proactively prevent headaches, dry eyes, tired eyes, and migraines as a result of CVS. CVS is a problem which over 90% of computer users suffer from. Excessive usage is classed as anything over 3 hours per day. Oh, okay, yeah, I'll probably fit in there. You may not even realize that your headaches, dry eyes, and migraines are being caused by your computer screen, and this is why the increasing awareness of CVS is prompting people to know to now try to prevent it. CVS, computer vision syndrome, symptoms are headaches, dry eyes, migraines, screen fatigue, and computer eye strain. It's often undiagnosed as users don't realize that the symptoms are a direct result of using their computer screens for excessive amounts of times, anything over 3 hours. Yeah, so exactly what are we talking about here? I'm looking for it. I know I read it. All right, the Blink Now device. They're calling it the Blink Now device, I guess. Weird name, all right, but to the point. Is the size of a webcam and is compatible with both PC and Mac and any other devices powered by a USB port.
So that's all of them.
Mm-hmm. It requires no setup. Just plug it in and switch it on. Yeah, Blink Now is available at blazeeurope.com for $49.99, but they're not actually telling you how it works, which, you know, great, you're telling me what's wrong, you're just not telling me how you're going to fix it.
What is it going to do, blow air in my eyes? Is it going to poke me in the eye? I need to know these things.
Exactly, exactly. I don't know what it does. I mean, is there like some kind of siren that goes off and says, hey, dummy, you haven't blinked? Frying pan comes out, knocks me in the head.
Wow.
It's good information. How is this going to make me blink?
I wish I knew. well, in Engadget.com, and I also want to make you guys aware, we are in Texas and we just officially crossed into spring, so you probably hear some booming behind me, which is an oncoming thunderstorm. Yay!
Ooh, send it my way. I want one of those.
Sounds like Thor and the Hulk are outside battling it out. Yes, I'm a geek. Thank you.
I love that.
Okay, so this weekend, some of you are headed to South by Southwest, and Engadget, of course, got a sneak peek at something called Car2Go Smart for two, and it has an iPad app. I'm going to try to run this down to you quickly because it's a very long article, but we love us some gadgets. I thought this was really interesting. Car2Go is basically a Zipcar competitor, like, you know, the little Zipcars you see? Yeah. Like with a Zipcar, you get an RFID card, which gives you access. You walk up and you tap it on the windshield, tap, and your car unlocks. So you have a PIN number you have to put in, all that good stuff. So There's some differences, of course, with it from the Zipcar, so it has no annual fee. You have a one-time registration, which is $35, which is good, right? $25? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's actually really good.
And there's also, I think it's, some of them have hourly fees. It's like $12.99 per hour versus $8.50 for the Zipcar on the weekends. So you can apparently, you can rent these now if you haven't gotten a chance to try one. In any case, one of the biggest changes, difference from the Zipcar, is you can park anywhere. Before you couldn't, so because it wasn't legal. And the car location is updated via GPS. So those of you who like to take those long trips by yourself like I do sometimes, yeah, if you come up missing, they know exactly where you are. It also keeps up with information like your fuel level. And it's run by T-Mobile. You can also use it to request that the car is cleaned before you get there to rent it via your T-Mobile or your iPod. It also, of course, has, since it has GPS to know where you are, so they know where you are with the car, that means you also have GPS to know where you're going using Google Maps. Fantastical. But you can check.
I love making GPS.
Yeah, this is a, I love this. This car was made for people like me. Yeah, I never turned the right way on the streets, as you've heard my co-host say. Sometimes I'm just so focused on getting where I'm going, I will turn and go the wrong way. You know, they have the streets going the one way. Yeah, I turn. So what? Yeah, I do it. Fine.
Oh, makes note not to drive with Corey.
But you can check out more about this car. It's really, really neat. And if you're down at South by Southwest, please go down and check it out or send us some pictures. You can check it out in Engadget.com. But again, South by Southwest. On the 20th, which is next week, you can go by and actually take a look at it and play around with it. I like the locking thing with the card.
I think that sounds kind of awesome.
Yes, I like that. Or at least give me a fingerprint. Let me put my thumb on it.
Yes.
Or voice activated is good. We have some things that are unique. You know what? I'm scared. I think the Hulk and Thor are moving a little bit too close to my house.
Uh-oh.
I need for y'all to back it away, back away. So we got time for one more, I think.
One more. All right. Oh, I got that already all lined up. Awesome. All right, you Dexter fans, guess what's coming to the PC? Oh, yes, baby. Mark Echo Entertainment today announced that Dexter the Game is now available for digital download on the PC. The game is based on the Emmy and Golden Globe-nominated Showtime television series Dexter and is available for $9.99. Yes. Published by Mark Echo Entertainment and developed by Icarus Studios in conjunction with Showtime Networks Incorporated and CBS Consumer Products, Dexter the Game is a port of the famed iOS, iTouch, iPhone, iPad app. You play as the captivating Dexter Morgan, a serial killer who must maintain his nice guy facade. Facade. Why do I say facade? Every time. Facade. During the day, and I know this too, but I do it every time. During the day, he is a blood splatter analysis for the Miami Metro Police Department. But at night, he creates his own brand of justice on criminals. In fully realized 3D environments, you control Dexter, analyzing crime scenes, uncovering evidence, and using stealth tactics to stalk your prey. The outcome of every choice and action revolves around the code of Harry, only kill the guilty, maintain the mask, and most important of all, don't get caught. Dexter the Game on the PC is the next step in what we hope will be a long, long line of Dexter products. Oh, boy. Every time we release a new Dexter game, the fans continue to support us. This is coming from Mark Fernandez, Executive Vice President of Mark Echo Entertainment. Yes, the Dexter game includes voiceovers by series stars and executive producer Michael C. Hall and has an original storyline by Dexter co-executive producer and writer Tim Schlottman. So this is awesome. You want to find out where that is? All right, well, that is a long link, so I'll get it up on the website.
When it's back up. And I think we may have lost you guys. We can't really tell. Yeah, BT has its issues with us today, apparently. So
they're going to beat you.
So we can't play any lovely exit music for you, but we do love and adore you, darlings. So have a good Monday. Hopefully your Monday is better than ours. See you guys bright and early tomorrow.
No,
oh, no, we won't tomorrow. No, there's no news tomorrow. Oh, God, I'm crazy.
I have to go do my civic duty.
No news tomorrow other than on the site, if it's back up. So
I'm going to go in there wearing a tinfoil hat.
I think you should. I think you should. and nothing else.
Ooh, yeah, there we go. That sounds great.
And yell, guilty, guilty, guilty.
Tin foil hat and pom-poms. Yeah,
hey, 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 that's what I'm talking about. See you guys Wednesday. Have a good one.
Bye, guys.